This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Todd Shepard writes for Broad and Liberty. He's been covering this professor in our area who's getting canceled. Hey, Todd, good morning. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, you bet, Rich. Good to talk to you.
So what's going on with this professor? Give us the overview.
Well, the overview starts in February. Actually a little bit before that. Greg Manco had been an assistant math professor at St. Joe's for 17 years. He had been a volunteer baseball coach with them for probably a dozen years or more. He kept a Twitter account that was anonymous, and so it didn't say St. Joe's. It didn't say his name, and he tweeted about stuff there from time to time. On February 17th, I think that's the right date, he tweeted something about racial reparations, something like, look, if somebody shows up on your door and gives you a bill for something your grandparents did 200 years ago, should you pay the bill? Of course not. Of course, I'm paraphrasing there.
Sure.
Some students flagged this. Now, when I say students, we know that there are some students and some former students. I don't quite know the mix of how many is in each group, but we're talking probably about a dozen total. And it started with a couple, just a small number. They flagged some of these tweets to the university, and they essentially said, St. Joe's is, you know, this is your math professor. Is this what you want your university to be about? 2 days later, Greg Manco was told he was being taken out of the classroom. And then a couple of days later, after that, he sort of unceremoniously found out that he was suspended while the university would conduct an investigation into all of this. The investigation lasted the length of the semester. And at that time, when the investigation was over, they essentially said, we have no proof that you did anything wrong. So it was a very cagey way for them to, quote unquote, clear him, if you will. So he was, you know, they said they couldn't find any wrongdoing about a month ago. But in the last couple of weeks, St. Joe's let him know that they have decided to not renew his contract. So you can't say they fired him, but he's off their books now, and there's no relationship between them right now.
This is something we're seeing. It's happening across America right now, Todd Shepard, where we're seeing this cancel culture taking place. And professors of all people are supposed to be, and classrooms are supposed to be, laboratories for ideas, right? And yet nowadays, more and more of it is if the ideas that you're presenting challenge people to think and the left is upset by what those challenges are, then you're canceled. And now it's even getting further now with private thoughts and private conversations.
Well, for example, look at the actual university policy that St. Joe's had. We put this in one of the earlier stories we did, but the university policy on harassment says, okay, verbal, written, you know, physical conduct is harassment if it's directed towards an individual that interferes with their work or academic performance or otherwise creates a hostile environment, et cetera. But here's the kicker, okay? This policy shall not be construed or applied to restrict academic freedom at the university, nor shall it be construed to restrict constitutionally protected expression, even though such expression may be offensive, unpleasant, or even hateful. And that's a footnote to the academic policy. I can tell you that Mr. Manco feels, and I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I've gathered from the many conversations I've had with him over the months, that the simple fact that they removed him from the classroom sort of colored him with the patina of guilt. The American Association of the University of Professors, they wrote a letter to St. Joe's, and this was back in March, and they said as much. They said, look, a suspension, which is essentially what happened to him, a suspension should be the last resort in something like this, because it does do reputational damage. So to get back to your question, yes, this kind of cancellation happens even when the policy expressly prohibits it.
You know, I've talked to Professor Menko before, and he's a nice guy, and I feel really bad for him for what happened. And you make such a great point, too. He wasn't bullying anybody. He wasn't trying to hurt anybody. He was expressing an opinion on something. But that opinion alone now triggers people. And by just suspending him, by not renewing his contract, the reputational damage that you do to a professional in his capacity does have longstanding consequences, potentially.
It does. And I think the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education, they call themselves FIRE.
Oh, yeah. I had him on the show about this very subject. Yeah, they're trying right. They were trying to defend him.
Exactly. I reached out to them for a quote on the last story we did, which was about the fact, obviously, that St. Joe's hasn't renewed Manco's contract. And they said, you know, look, we agree with the finding of your investigation that he did nothing wrong. And so we're happy you reached that conclusion. But now that you've let him go, it's reasonable to think that professors at St. Joe's and professors at other universities, and they don't even have to be nearby, professors at any other universities, that there will be a chilling effect here, because it's reasonable that they will associate that Mr. Menko was let go because of the controversy and because of the investigation. And I think that was, I think that was very insightful to say that, look, you basically can't help that people are going to link this, even if you really did this for financial reasons.
Yeah.
You painted yourself into a corner by doing the investigation. Actually, they could have done the investigation, but I personally don't believe it needed to last 3 months. I'm speculating here. It may have been calculated to last that long to go to the end of the semester, right? But as their own manuals state, removing him from the classroom was a second tier step that, as we both said now, you know, probably damaged his profession. But, you know, the one thing that we also haven't reiterated here, we talk about this speech, but it's just important to say again that it was an anonymous Twitter account. You know, the Twitter account wasn't named at Greg Menko. It was at South Jersey Giants. And only a couple of people really knew that it was him. And, you know, a couple of students had dug deeper to find out it was him and then flagged it to the university.
Yeah, and we follow each other on Twitter at South Jersey Giants. And you know, it's a shame because they basically unmasked him to try to cancel him. And that's also really dangerous, too. So many people from our nation's history, I mean, the founding documents of our country, the Federalist Papers, they wrote anonymously, the Publius, they used anonymous names. I mean, people do this to express political opinions. And that's not even enough of a protection in this day and age of cancel culture. It's really, truly terrifying. What's next for Greg?
He has the chance to appeal the fact that his contract was not renewed. As we reported in our last piece, he's not optimistic about the chances. So obviously, after that, I think Mr. Menko has a lot of career. He's got a lot of work to do to size up what he can do next in his career, and he's not feeling very optimistic in that regards either. So I would say that there are some other options, obviously, he's looking at, but I it would probably be irresponsible for me to get deeper into what those might be just from the off-the-record conversations Menko and I have had.
Todd Shepard, Broad and Liberty, a senior investigative reporter, thank you for this. Keep up the good work on this. Keep me posted. I mean, this is just such an outrage. It really is. I feel so bad for Greg. I feel bad for the First Amendment. I feel bad for freedom of speech and the thoughts that are not allowed to be expressed now by even professors publicly or privately. Todd, thank you.
And we appreciate you bringing it to your listeners. Thanks, Rich.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.